Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP is out of town. Old school crew. College football championship game tonight. Notre Dame. I'll call him Notre Dame. I'll be nice.
Notre Dame?
Yeah. Notre Dame. That's it. That's better. Against Ohio State. Look, man, this is it's two teams, I think, that when it started, nobody expected them to be there. I mean, because you got to think Penn State probably had the easiest path, right? Oregon definitely had the hardest.
Yeah.
And then you figured Texas or somebody would come out through where they were doing. And especially the reason why I think that nobody thought they'd be there, no matter what Notre Dame did, even though they looked better going down the stretch, I definitely felt like I saw a little bit more edge at that USC game. But the fact that they lost to Northern Illinois, you could never, you know, outrun that. They don't play in a conference. Are they really ready? They weren't overly explosive, but they were very, very good, and they got better each game. And then Ohio State, obviously, with the embarrassing loss to Michigan, being almost a 22-point favorite.
At home.
And the way they lost, the flag plant and all that, and Ryan Day's job supposedly up in the air. But then they just came out of the gates, and they've been playing better and better each week. So you got two teams that are playing the best right now. And so it's going to come down to, obviously, which team can be more composed. I think they're two very old team, so you don't expect them to come out and just play scared. Two really, really aggressive teams. They had a really good game last year at Notre Dame at South Bend, where Kyle McCord was able to lead them on a 90-yard drive to win. And so they know each other, they respect each other. It's going to be a very, very competitive game. I think it's really going to come down to which team obviously takes care of the ball. That's obviously the biggest factor. But I think which team can establish the run game. Whoever can establish their version of the run game, more often and more efficiently will win this game.
Who do you trust to do that? Who do you think?
I'd probably say Ohio State. This version. Mm-hmm. The way that they're running, the plays, the execution fits their personnel way better than what you saw actually all year. Even in the first Oregon game, they were running the ball. Then they stopped running it.
Yeah.
And then also you got the ultimate equalizer with both receivers out there and a quarterback that's actually better than what people think. I trust Ohio State probably to get it going on the ground a little bit more.
And then the defense has to prevent the explosive runs, because
right.
That to me is how Notre Dame's going to stay in this game.
Yep.
They feel a little bit like the Eagles, right? I think Hurts is a better passer than Riley Leonard relative to level. And obviously Saquon, right? He's different. But if Love is fully healthy, Price is a good kind of changeup. You have Leonard in the run game.
They got multiple backs in a quarterback that's an equalizer.
Right. if Notre Dame, you know, will they get a 98 yarder against Ohio State like they did against Indiana? Probably not. But if Notre Dame, they're really good in the red zone, but if they can even score from outside the red zone with an explosive run, Ohio State's defensive line is so good. Their linebackers have played pretty well. Their secondary, it's fine. It's good. I mean, Downs is a difference maker. But to me, I just don't see a path for Notre Dame offensively unless it hits on a couple big runs to either get the ball rolling or to just punch it in for six.
Yeah, they're going to need to get a couple explosive runs just to keep the momentum. That's the most important. You get what I mean by the momentum is like, you know, that's their version of big play. So your explosive run might be, you know, in the sense of a 12 to 15 yard runner. Now getting a 60 yard runner, they definitely will take that. But I'm going to tell you also an X factor for this game for Notre Dame. And it's going to come by the way of Riley Leonard, but it's going to be either or. These two names right here, and it's going to be Mitchell Evans, right? Who's their he's one of their tight ends, I think. And or Faison, Jordan Faison. Mm. Now, which one of those guys gets off is going to lead it? Because that's where you can attack Ohio State, right? They have athletic linebackers, not very fundamentally sound in the pass game. That's what Michigan did.
Yeah.
Hit you with the short area pat just to keep the chains going.
And Notre Dame's good at that. They don't go backwards, and they're pretty successful on a per-play basis. They're just not explosive.
Yep, and for Marcus Freeman to go against his former, you know, obviously his alma mater.
Who's the better coach in this one?
Oh, probably Ryan Day, just by experience. By experience. But I think with when you look at Mitchell Evans, right, he's from Ohio. 6'5", 260. He's Notre Dame is tight end. With Penn State and everywhere, right? So you know he's going to be able to block, try to set the edge. He's in for a big game against Jack Sawyer. But if he can make timely first downs, and what I mean by timely, I call them, you know, gut punching first downs. It's third and six, and he gets 6.5 or 7. You know, where he gets hit at 5 or 4 or 5, and he's able to get that extra.
And he was probably the third or fourth option.
Yep, third or fourth option late. Mm-hmm. Riley Leonard doesn't fully extend it, maybe shows his pocket presence, steps up, gets it to him because the linebacker comes up. Now that 5 or 7 yard first down turns into a 12 yard pass play.
Yeah.
And let alone if you're in a cover one or, you know, a too high look, now you're able to, that's your explosive play. So those are plays that should be minimal gains that Riley Leonard in their short area passing game or timely passing game do a really, really good job of exploiting guys, and obviously Mitchell Evans is a big part of that. But then also, don't sleep. They challenged Penn State's corners. Penn State felt like they could play man to man, and most of the time they were doing really well. But they hit them with the Ginsus with a double move and take it. So if I'm Ohio State, I'm making Notre Dame beat me. Nothing cheap, nothing deep, because I know I can outlast you.
Texas got some work done with the running backs in the passing game too.
Yep.
Let's not forget Blue had a big game in the receiving department as well. And I think Texas, you know, they think they more consistently use their running backs in the pass game. But if you're Notre Dame and you've had what, 10 days essentially, not a little bit more than a full week of prep, you see what Texas did to Ohio State's linebackers in the pass game.
And
you manipulate the heck out of those guys.
And that was a big part of Texas all year.
Yeah.
So also you have to be careful of what we talk about all the time is falling in love with somebody else do, and you don't have the personnel,
right,
the offensive schematics to do it. So you have to do it your own way and maybe be more like timely with it, because you don't have those two type of running backs that Texas have, and Texas doesn't have Love either.
No.
So you have to just take it the way you can. But I'm telling you really what you can, what they can do, and it's a different version. And I always talk about this for me as a linebacker, or as a former linebacker, actually. And if I was a running back, this is one thing I would do, and I'd talk to my quarterback and my offensive coordinator about this. When you check release against these two type of outside ends, pass rushing and interior guys as well,
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com DraftKings.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
Checking release. So what check release means is if I check release the out, you know, the defensive end with the right or left tackle or the tight end, I'm actually going to be actively doing it every single time. Because as much as running backs look alike, linebackers look for bodies as well. So if I'm in a cover three drop, cover four drop, a six drop, or eight, or whatever, hook drop, deep hook drop, and I'm getting the farther I get away from the line of scrimmage, actually allows for that safety net for Riley Leonard to drop it off to the running backs. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get to Texas, gotcha. What they're doing. So you don't have to run. So Texas, what Austin is talking about is they're able with their running backs to split them out there, motion them, run actual routes with them, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're really, that's
some angles, some wheels.
And that's what Sarkisian wants. Well, you don't need to do that. Because you don't really do that in your offense. But what you can do is help out the tackles with the new redshirt freshman starting at left tackle, I think. And he's going to need some help. And then obviously create space in these zones that Jim Knowles like to play. Mm-hmm. Then you get to go one-on-one with him. So it doesn't matter the route. You just want the result.
Right.
And so if you're able to do that on a consistent basis, and then that's how you can become explosive down the field. Then you get the linebackers that bite up, and then you're able to hit them over the top. So We're going to see. It's a, you know, look, it's going to be a battle of coaching staffs and who's able to kind of get into their groove early. You expect Notre Dame to start faster maybe than they did against Penn State, but then also, you know, Notre Dame has done a really good job of making adjustments. But ultimately, I think, you know, Ohio State, you know, just got more talent and they seem like a team on a mission. And, you know, quite frankly, they should beat Notre Dame.
I'm with you. I just think there's too many weapons on both sides of the ball for Ohio State. I do want to go back to what you said about not getting, you know, too far in love with what someone else did. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah Smith had, what, one catch for 3 yards against Texas. Wasn't a huge factor against, well, I guess Oregon, he played pretty well, but it was mostly Tate and Igbuka. Notre Dame loves their man-to-man defense. They will leave Watts as the eraser, as that cover one safety.
Which
sometimes,
again, with all those dudes.
With all those dudes. But here's the thing. Notre Dame's not going to go heavy zone. That's not who they've been. It's not who they're going to be.
Live and die with it.
But are you, that's what I'm saying. Are you going to live with your defensive game plan that got you here? Or we've been asking, at least I've been asking this for Nebraska men's basketball. Can you do 85-90% of your base stuff? And then can you pick out the right 10% of the moments to throw out that changeup? Will Howard has not thrown an interception against man all year. Because yeah. Why? Three dudes to throw to. Yeah, three and a half dudes.
Yeah, you got to make. You can't go in there and just line up and wave your hands. And
it's not going to work for 60 minutes.
No, it ain't going to work at all. You get blown out.
Those corners are good, though. Like,
Austin.
The receivers are good, Austin, and the corners Austin, are good. I'm trying to give Notre Dame a little credit for the defense.
Right, I'm telling you this right now. You play man-to-man for 60 minutes against number four, he will have 1,000 yards.
That'd be impressive.
No, I mean, literally, we'll have 300 yards. You can't cover him man-to-man. Hmm. And then I'm going to tell you also with the X factor. We talked about Evans over there. I'm going to tell you who's going to have a good potentially have a good game. I think it's Scott, their tight end for Ohio State. Here's why. Notre Dame's linebackers are slow. They play hard. They slow. They'll hit you. They'll play hard. They ain't athletic. Scott's athletic. So if I'm Will Howard, if I want to soften you up when you do play zone, I'm going to somebody you don't even think of. He the fourth, fifth option.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know you're worried about Henderson coming out of the backfield. I know you're worried about, obviously, Smith and all those guys and Tate and all the receivers. Mm-hmm. We'll go to this tight end, former five-star tight end. Mm-hmm. Take that with you. It's all it takes is twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so it's going to come down to which quarterback is going to – you know what these games really come down to? To be honest with you, and you mentioned it with Ohio State against Oregon, what third or fourth option steps up and plays like the first or second option? And that's on offense, defense, or special teams. Mm-hmm. So some defender on either team is going to have to play special tonight. You want to do that every night, but you know who the known characters are.
Yeah.
So what linebacker for Ohio State is going to be fundamentally sound and make a big play in the passing game? What linebacker or safety or defensive lineman, undersized or not, is going to wreak havoc on Ohio State tonight? Is going to have a game tonight. Mm-hmm. That's who's going to win. Whatever those guys are that rise to the occasion. Because let's just assume all the stars play. Mm-hmm. Leonard, Howard, everybody plays a good game, right? Respectable game. Then you say you get a special game from Love and Jeremiah Smith. The win's going to come into one of those guys we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened, you know, when we're here, you know, whether it's, you know, Jamel Williams, safety, Farley, or whoever it is, you know, you got to get it done. You got to play the fumble recovery by Ralph Brown, you know, then it led to another, you know, then we score and then we come out and score again, game, set, match.
Over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Chevin Wiggins, you know, doing his thing. Kenny Cheatham had beat you. So when you get those guys that step up and play higher than they had or to another level than they normally have, that's where championships are won.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but some of those moments for these third or fourth options, it might not be in the fourth quarter. It might be one of those gut punches, right? Yeah. Do you keep the other offense off the field? Do you keep the other defense on the field?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you get 15 yards instead of 10 on third and long, something like that?
50-50 ball that keeps the drive going, and then you bust the run.
Shoestring tackle, yeah, whatever tackle it is. That might be the first or second quarter. It doesn't necessarily mean second half or games on the line.
A big pass breakup. In a simplest thing when you watch, you know, like where you make the extra play, right? Where so say like, and you always see this in the NFL in more than obviously the pros because you really play a lot more complex coverages. Well, you'll have sometimes a safety that'll play half the field, center field turn, and get all the way out there, and then they try to run a, you know, a sideline route, or whether it's a nine route, and he makes a play on it.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. You have to play, you have to do your job and then go play football. So if you can do that, and whoever does that on a more consistent basis throughout the whole game and make the plays you're supposed to make, it could come down to, you know, a punter really having two really good punts inside the 20, that coffin corners against an explosive, just so you don't let Ohio State get going. Or you get a big return, right? Or something like that. That's all you need to do is make the plays that you can and then, you know, step up one time is called. Don't go out there and try to say, it's about me. It's about us. And then when it's about us, you'll make the plays because everybody's going to, you know, pull their weight tonight.
This is what you say. It's like 11 individuals playing their best game collectively.
Yeah. You know, you operate individually, think collectively at all times. And you know, we'll take a quick break and come back and, we'll talk about what's going on in them locker rooms right now, because that's where it's fun. That's where it's fun. And I'll talk
Marcus Freeman's giving the better speech, right?
Yeah. He got a crunk there with Penn State. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But it's not about speeches. It's what you're thinking about when you're in your individual locker. Mm-hmm. It's a special moment. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.